Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water. Delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I asked a friend about finding someone to mow my lawn. He gave me a number to call and a yard service name, but he said he had not had much luck in finding reliable yard care. As we talked, we both reflected on how we had mowed neighborhood yards when we were kids to make pocket money. I told him I really hated going back into the hiring another yard service business. I've been down that road twice now with the same disastrous results. Both times the services start out with great service and a lot of initiative, but it goes downhill from there. We had communicated our expectations to include pruning and trimming, and that part went well for a couple of months. What I eventually ended up with was a mow, blow, and go yard person, and a bill that boiled down to an hourly rate of hiring a world-famous attorney. On my 12th birthday, my dad said to me that summer I could start earning my own money. My dad said he would let me use the family lawnmower if I mowed the family yard, and I bought my own gasoline for the lawns I mowed around the neighborhood. I went door to door throughout my neighborhood and pitched a weekly lawn mowing for an outrageous price of $1.50. After a couple of days, I had agreements with 10 residents to mow their lawn for the summer. My father had cautioned me not to overextend myself and contract for more lawns than I could handle. I followed his advice. That first summer, I did quite well. I would keep my earnings in a small canvas bag, and once each week, I would go down to the local bank and deposit the dollars I had earned. On about week 2 that summer, my dad reminded me that I had to purchase gas, so he had me buy a gasoline can and pay to have it filled. Throughout that summer, I took great pride in providing a good service to my customers. I was really surprised when some of my customers referred me to other people, and I scheduled them into the mix as well. I even got some tips from regular customers. Just before school started that fall, my father and I sat down at the kitchen table and summed up the lawn mowing business. I had deposited about $125 in my savings account after expenses. Not bad for a 12-year-old in 1959. More important, it was my father's gift of knowledge, reassurance, and self-reliance that I still have. Back to the current situation in the mow, blow, and go yard services. Where are the young entrepreneurs? I haven't seen a kid come to my door asking if they could mow my lawn, walk my dog, wash my car, or any of a dozen other household chores. A lot of kids come to the door selling raffle chances and asking for donations. Perhaps it's the regulatory climate we live in, city licenses, work permits, minimum age requirements. I still want something beyond the mow, blow, and go yard service. Haven't found it yet. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.